something like this. Lord, will I ever live to see the Messiah so I can follow him? Lord, can you see me under this fig tree? Sometime later, Philip comes to him and says, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets have written. Jesus of Nazareth, come and see. John 1, 45 and 46. As soon as Jesus saw Nathanael, he said, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. They had never met, but Jesus knew everything in his heart, like a computer program scanning for viruses. He scanned Nathanael's heart and couldn't find any virus, any deceit. Jesus told Nathanael, before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. That's John 1, 48. Even though Jesus wasn't anywhere near the fig tree, he could see him and knew what he was thinking. Jesus told him, because I said to you that I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You shall see greater things than these. Now folks, he not only knew Nathanael's past, but he also knew his future. Nathanael would be a disciple of Jesus and would see him perform many miracles. And after Nathanael died, he had to be pleasantly surprised, wouldn't you think? When he arrived in heaven and saw his name inscribed on a foundation stone. Have you ever wondered if God knows what's going on in your life? Just as Jesus saw Nathanael under the fig tree, he sees where you are. Right now, you may be sitting in a chair in your living room, but he sees what you're doing. When you trust Jesus to save you, your name won't be chiseled on a foundation stone in heaven, but it will be recorded in the book of life. And that's why Jesus said, you need to rejoice. Think about it.
Welcome to Bluegrass in the Highlands on this beautiful fall afternoon.
Beautiful fall. Frosty morning.
It's frosty.
Buddy, it's a...
Did you get a frost out the farm?
Had a frost.
Yeah, sure it was pretty cold, wasn't it?
It is real cool.
This is my kind of weather, though.
You can do more. Don't get hot and sweaty. Out. You can quit eating weather like this. I went through the colors.
Yeah, I went down to Huntington yesterday and just noticing the leaves on the trees. And it's a beautiful time.
It's a beautiful time, Dave. You're right about that.
What have you been up to this week?
I'm just trying to get some work done up. Yeah. Between rains, you know what that's like.
Between the rain. You're a full-fledged farmer.
I hope so. Just don't pay enough.
It don't pay, does it? Well, we're not on Facebook today. I apologize. And the reason is my battery's low.
Your battery's low?
On my computer.
Oh,
so
my.
I'm out of juice, otherwise. But we'll get back up and running next week on Facebook, but... We got a very special show for you today. We've got Wayne Abays in the studio with us today, and got to hear him sing down at church here about 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Man, what a blessing it was.
Was it about 3 months ago, Wayne?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Wayne, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
We're real excited about having you, and what a talented singer you are. And
thank you.
I can't believe you're... What grade of school did you say you was in?
I was in eighth grade.
My goodness. I know you can't see him on the radio, but he looks like he's a junior in college or something.
He looked like a freshman in college, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's a big fella, but now he's got a voice on him.
Yeah, he's got a big voice.
Absolutely.
He's got a big old voice on him.
You ain't a kid.
And we're going to hear, he's got a brand new album out we're going to be talking about today called Please Come In. We're going to play some cuts off that, and Waylon has agreed to do a couple things. He's agreed to sing for us.
Yes.
Some a cappella numbers today. And we're going to tell you all about him and how you can get his new CD and find out all about him.
And we may give that one away.
Let's play number 7. How's that sound? But this, we're going to start off the show with this today. And... No need to worry, but we do have a trivia question for you, Waylon, as we go through the show. And we just want to tell you, we've been on the air for 35 years, and nobody's ever missed a trivia question.
Nope.
So no pressure. So look at that face.
Right there. He's ready for the question.
Yeah. But anyway, this is off Waylon's brand new CD. What can you tell us about this song, I Am, Waylon?
Well, it talks about how God is... the beginning and the end, and how he's the king of all kings and
Amen.
For all of us.
Amen, brother. Amen. Let's listen to it right now. Here's the song, I Am, from Wayne Abays.
If you're our Messiah, give us free bread each day, just like our fathers had as they journeyed through the wilderness. But this is what Jesus had to say.
Listen, that was powerful.
Have you wrote any of the songs on this CD?
I wrote the last one on it.
Amen. Amen. Now, how old are you?
I'm 14.
14. What was your biggest motivation to start singing? When did you find out you could sing and had a voice and
want to
share
it with people?
Well, I was 4 years old, and we were going to go to church that Sunday, and I said, Mom, I think I want to sing.
Amen.
And we went there, and I got up on the stage and I started singing, and I looked down at the audience. Mom was sitting there. She was smiling. She was nodding her head. I stopped right in the middle of my song. I went, Mom, what are you smiling for?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a memory.
That is, yes.
Yeah.
And I'd say that's who you took your singing after, your mom, wasn't it?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it wasn't?
I got after Dad's side of the family.
Your dad's side, all right.
Now, do you play any instruments?
I play the piano.
Amen.
Well,
wow, you've got a powerful voice.
Absolutely.
And where did you cut your CD at?
His name is Mark Stevens.
He's
up at, I think it's Blaine.
Blaine.
Boy, he did a good job. And now, how often do you perform?
I perform about every week.
Every week. That's great, man. Now, I heard Jim tell us that you perform at the Mountain Arts Center or something. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
I perform in the Kentucky Opry Junior Pros.
Okay.
And I'm going to be singing Friday for their Halloween matinee.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead and get your plug in on that. What's the time and the place?
Yes.
I think it's going to be early in the morning for school shows, and then they're going to have one later in the evening.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Now, who is the couple singing with you on there
that's
singing backup?
And my best friend, Allie.
Okay, what's her full name?
Allie Case.
And your brother?
Colton Bates.
Colton Bates.
Well, this is a wonderful CD.
Absolutely.
Wannon, do you have a website or anything?
I have a Facebook page.
Good, good. I'm sure people can get on there? Can they buy these CDs? How can they buy these CDs?
They just text me on Facebook, and we'll schedule up a place to meet with them.
There you
what
go,
about
brother.
A phone number?
For a phone number, it would call 789-5778.
All right.
789-5778.
Now, you know, a lot of times when people do recordings, they've got pitch tuners and they've got special effects to make them sound good. But we're going to prove you wrong on that today. We're going to let him sing a good a cappella number for us right now. And you'll see what a voice this man's got. I know my wife, I told her he's going to be on the show today, and she's really excited about hearing him because she loves you, Waylon. She thinks you're a great singer. She really does. So what would you like to do for us?
I'll sing Amazing Grace.
Amen.
Amen.
Just let her go.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but now I see. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. We've no lost days to sing God's praise. Then when we first begun.
Amen.
That is amazing.
I just got to tell you.
Oh, man.
He's going to be at our church next Sunday.
Right there, yes. And if anybody wants to hear this in person, be at Highland Church next Sunday because he is going to be a singing for us.
Yeah. You probably do three or four, won't you? That's great.
Man, what a voice. That is a voice.
What a voice. We're going to be giving away one of these CDs.
We sure are.
The show's over. Well, it's about time to talk about our good friends at McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Now, if you're in eighth grade, you love McDonald's, don't
you?
Mm-hmm. So what's your favorite meal down there at McDonald's?
Well, there's a bunch of good stuff I get at McDonald's.
Yeah?
I get a 20-piece chicken nugget and their baskets of fries.
Just for you, probably, don't you? There you go.
But my favorite is probably their Big Mac meal.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Well, here's our trivia question. What is the number one? We've asked all of our guests that's come on the show. What is the number one combo at Big Mac? Before you answer that, or at McDonald's? And before you answer that, we've never had anybody miss. What's your answer?
No pressure.
I would say the Big Mac.
Oh, he got it
look
right,
there.
Jim.
He sure did.
And the beat goes on.
The beat keeps you going. We're still batting 100.
There you go. You know, I knew when he said 20-piece nugget and a basket of fries.
Yes.
My son used to go in and eat a big steak dinner and then sit down with a pound of cookies. And we did the same thing.
Why, sure.
Good. Let's hear a good word from our friends at McDonald's, 13 locations throughout eastern Kentucky, and we'll be right back.
Yep.
McDonald's?
Yep, for you. If I can get it off here.
One woman will embark on a journey as she takes a bite of her scratch-made McDonald's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Mark, what did I tell you about using your movie trailer voice in public?
The world will never be the same. Now that you can mix and match with McDonald's 2 for $4 breakfast lineup, I got the McDonald's buttermilk crispy chicken biscuit. It's so buttery, so flaky, so biscuity.
Mark.
Now in restaurants near you, breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price. At participating McDonald's for a limited time, scratch-made biscuits are available in most restaurants.
Now, out of all the songs on there, what's your favorite? Everybody's got their favorite they enjoy singing.
It's probably number 1 or number 10.
What's the name of it?
The number one is If You Knew Him Like I Know Him.
Mm-hmm.
And number 10 is Child of the King.
Child of the King. Now, you said you'd written one of them. What's the name of the one you'd written?
It's called Please Come In.
Please Come In. That's a good name for a song. You'll go, what? Which one would you like first to play now? One of your favorites?
Child of the King.
What number is that one?
Uh-huh, number 10.
All right.
Once I was clothed in the rags of my sin, wretched and poor, lost and lonely within, but with wondrous compassion, the King of all kings, in pity and love,
CD. It really is. And tell some of the places you're going to be performing locally in the next month or so.
Yes. I'm going to be performing at East Side Free Will Baptist on the 4th of November. I'm going to be singing at Paintsville Methodist Church on the 18th. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be singing in Hazard on the 11th. Mm-hmm. And I'll be singing in Louisville for, think, 3 days.
Well, great. Well, that's great. Now, absolutely. How long have you been a Christian with?
I've been a Christian for 5 years.
Amen, brother. Life is a lot easier as a Christian, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, it's tough being a Christian sometimes in the school system, isn't it?
Yes.
And We're working on that. We've got a motivational speaker coming this week that we want to invite everybody to our men's conference this coming Saturday at the Highland Church Christ. We're going to be talking about religious freedoms for kids in schools and everywhere else. So it's a wonderful thing. You come and we're going to give you a good breakfast.
Absolutely.
My wife's making the gravy, Jim.
Well, good. I bet it's good.
And I'm making the taters.
Oh, I don't know about the taters.
Now, let me tell you something. You ask my wife about my fries. They're legendary.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
They're legendary. That's one thing I can do is fry a potato.
Well, good. Do you burn them just a little bit?
Ron Marlowe's making the biscuits now.
Oh, my.
The old cathead biscuits.
I bet you break the window with them.
Bacon.
Ron made them. Well, that's sounding like a breakfast we need to try. Yeah. You have
breakfast
to bring our
champs. Breakfast champs. So I'm sure your mom and dad's supporting you all the way. Now, do you have any siblings?
I have one brother.
One brother. Okay. And he sings with you, son. Well, that's wonderful. Now, how old is he?
He just turned 20.
Wow. That's great. That's great. You know, I'm enjoying your CD. We're going to give all these away here in a few minutes, but I want to hear another a cappella.
I do too. What's another one?
What would be a good one you could sing for us?
Let's see here. I could sing the chorus of Beulahland.
That'd be great. Here's Waylon. Bass.
Favorite song.
Singing Beulahland.
Beulahland. I'm longing for you, and someday on thee I'll stand. There my home shall be eternal.
That is a beautiful song.
That's great, man. What is your favorite song on the whole album?
My favorite out of all would probably be number one. If I took my top three are number one, If You Knew Him Like I Know Him, number nine, Child of the King, and 12, Please Come In.
Amen. Well, we're going to play number one, and we're going to give away this CD, and I don't think it'll take too long.
I don't either,
away,
Dave.
Jim.
Can I call in?
No. But we're going to give it away to the 15th caller at 789-0318. You'll be the 15th caller, and we'll give you... Before we do that, though, how did you come up with the name, Please Come In?
Well, when I wrote that song, it was about my Uncle Gover. My Uncle Gover had brain cancer,
right,
and he passed away in 2016. And I just got back from this competition. There's a man who had sang down at this competition. He said that he had a hard time in his life and how the song just came to him. And the next morning I woke up and I had a song.
Right.
And it was about Gover. And Gover was the foundation of my family. He was like the foundation for a house. And after that, it was just the house left.
And I see. Well, we're going to play your favorite cut, If I Knew Him. And we're going to give it away to the 15th caller, 789-0318.
It's 0318.
Here is Waylon Bays' favorite cut, If I Knew Him.
Every five calls.
I bought a towel off.
The tomb of Buddha, looked inside and saw his bones. Traveled on to see Muhammad, still wrapped up in his grave clothes. Then I drew
Tell you what, you brought God in the house today, Wayne.
Absolutely.
My goodness.
And on the air today,
how inspirational you are, son. Mitchell King, congratulations. You
Mitchell
won.
Mitchell King.
Yeah, again.
Again.
He's the luckiest fellow I've ever
he
seen.
He sure before. Is.
But anyway.
But he's going to get to enjoy this CD. It's good.
That's right. So you're in eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Won't be driving for about, what, 3 years?
I think next year I can get my permit.
Uh-oh.
How old are you?
I turn 15 December
26th. Oh, boy, we got him a place
that's
to go.
I'll get my permit next year. I'll be turning 16 next year. So
you'll be getting a used car.
December the 26th. That's my little grandson's birthday.
Friend.
He'll be 2 years old.
Need to go see your good friends 26th. At Ritz Auto. Put a bug in Mom and Dad's ear.
Mm-hmm.
At 503 Broadway here in Paintsville, Kentucky. You can phone them at 789-4103. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday till 3. Now, a lot of times you catch Bruce in there a little bit earlier or a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's something that you can't get there between those hours, let them know. And they'll be glad to come in. They're in the old Jerry Brown building
yes,
over there.
Yes, old John Brownway.
And, boy, They've got some good deals over there. Have you seen that Corvair sitting over there?
That's what I was going to ask you, if they still had it. I've seen it.
I want that so bad.
I've seen it. My wife think Thursday
just
I went
flat
by
killed
it.
Me. It's a 1964 Corvair, four-cylinder, manual five-speed, Jim.
Well.
And that thing's only got 68,000 original miles. It's a 64. Look at that thing, how pretty it is. Look at that beautiful ride right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to have it. Why don't you buy that for me, Linda? Huh? You can get that car for $49.95.
You're a kid.
No.
That is
they got a 2006 GMC Yukon over there. XL-SLE for 1500 series. And that thing looks brand new for $99.99. And they've got those scooters over there.
I've seen them.
Beep, beep. $900. You can't beat those brand new scooters. If gas keeps going up, we'll have to get us one of them, Jim.
Yes, we will.
I wouldn't mind having one anyway.
I know. That'd be fun to ride.
Yeah.
Can you get a heater on them this time of year?
Well, I don't know. They've got a 2006 Chevy Silverado over there. 2006. Now, check this out. $77.77 for a 2006. That's a great
that's
deal.
That's a good deal.
A GMC Sierra for $49.95, 2003 model. They keep a good line of used cars and trucks over there, everywhere from vans to SUVs to pickup trucks.
Absolutely.
And just they got financing on the spot, Jim. You can also buy a warranty as well.
You can.
With their vehicles. And they're just great people. Locally owned, locally operated. Go tell them someone we sent you by. It's 789-4103. That's Ritz Auto Sales right here in Paintsville, Kentucky. And I'd like to talk about our good friends at Osborne, O'Brien,
and Butcher.
Butcher
right here in town.
212 Court Street right here in Paintsville. And they're lawyers.
Yeah.
They are lawyers.
Young lawyers.
Huh?
I said it's a young law firm.
They're not that young now.
They're younger than we are.
It's getting older every day. You know? And with that sponsor.
If they're a year younger than us, they're younger.
Wait, Jim, if anybody's younger than us, you're sitting over with a Santa Claus beard on.
Makes winter.
Let's don't talk about that.
Nah.
There's young right here.
That's young.
Waylon Jim.
Now, wouldn't it be nice to have a voice like that?
Man. I'd be like a... Goober on the Andy Griffin Show. I got me a talking dog. I got me a talking dog. I'm going to make it famous.
Yes.
But anyway.
But anyhow, Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher.
How did that get tangled up with
I don't know.
Andy
with
Griffin.
With Goober.
But anyway, at some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney.
That's true.
And, you know, Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher will fight for you.
They sure will.
You know, it's amazing, and we tell you this all the time, how many people does not have wills?
That's true.
And living wills. That's important, too. But they will fight for you if you've been in a car accident, whatever. Go see them. And they've got the most friendly staff over there, and they're good lawyers. I've seen them in action. Go see them. Get a free consultation, and that way, when you do need a lawyer, you will have a lawyer.
You'll have one. That's true.
Auburn, O'Brien, and Butcher. 789-1111. And it's that time of year for beefing it up, Linda Lou.
It sure is.
We're going to beef it up. This is now, you know what this is. This is Jim... Big date night.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Mm-hmm. He takes his wife out on a date on that night for beefing the day.
Good
you know
food
why?
Out there.
You know why? They get free food. One time, I'm going to tell on him.
On date.
They had a customer appreciation at our sponsor, Phillips Eaton Hardware.
Uh-huh.
So he took her over there and got her free hot dogs and coleslaw. And he said, baby, I'm taking you out tonight. They went to beefing it up, and he was out the gasoline.
We had pretty good entertainment. Had a good time.
Now that I've got you in the doghouse,
you
talk
sure
about
have.
Beefing it up.
Well, beefing it up is coming up on October the 27th from 12 to 4, and it's going to be at the Gary and April Davis Farm down on 201 on the Johnson Lawrence County line.
It's getting bigger every year, isn't it?
It's getting a whole lot bigger, and they've got their featuring this year is a Seth Ferguson.
Yeah.
The singer's kind of up and going right here in Johnson County. So if you've not heard him, that'd be a good time to go listen at him. And they've got all kinds of activities going on.
Huh.
They've got a beefing it up showcase. They've got a slow tractor race. They're going to have an animal petting zoo, hay rides, antique tractors, pony rides. There's just so much on here that it's hard to go over it all. But it's supported by Paintsville Tourism and the Highlands Beef Cattle Association and the McDonald's of Paintsville.
Amen.
So everybody put that down on your calendar, Saturday, October the 27th, and go out and have a good time.
What's the hours?
12 to 4.
Well, you know, I can't confirm this, but I heard there's going to be a special appearance out there by Jim O'Brien. He's going to show up.
I may bring Waylon with me.
Radio personality.
Yeah, no, I doubt
and
that.
And you'll be signing autographs, won't you?
Yeah, bring an ink pen. I don't carry one.
Oh, my goodness. Waylon, what's your ambition when you grow up in life?
What my ambition is to grow up, and I want to have my own recording studio.
Amen. That'd be nice.
That'd be pretty special, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you can record people, and do you want to perform, though? Keep performing when you grow up. Work the road?
Mm-hmm.
Get your tour bus?
Mm-hmm. I just don't have a 57 Chevy to drive
in. I hear you. You like a Corvette, too,
yeah.
Didn't you?
Uh-huh.
That's pretty sharp. That's pretty sharp right
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Well, that's great. Now, where do you go to school at?
I go to Johnson County Middle School.
Johnson County Middle School. You may know my wife, Miss Bowling over there.
Yeah.
That's my wife. Yeah. So she loves your singing. She really
Absolutely.
Does.
Absolutely. You don't know a guy by the name of Mr. Cochran, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Tom.
I like Mr. Cochran.
He's a good
guy.
You
like Mr. Cochran? We're still out on that one.
We're still trying to debate on that one, Waylon.
But you're still out. But anyway.
Tell him we're bragging on him next time you see
him. Well, I want to play this song you wrote, Waylon.
Okay.
Number 12. Please come in.
And tell them what inspired you to write that, or have you already told them?
When I wrote that song, I wrote it about my Uncle Gover. My Uncle Gover was like my grandfather. My grandfather passed away whenever my mom was just a young little girl. And he took over all the responsibilities that Papa had, and he was like my grandfather. I just wrote that song about him after he passed away.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Let's listen to it.
Yes.
Number 12, right?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
To go to be
work for me. Lived your life faithfully, and you praise me. Welcome
in. So you woke up one morning and wrote that song and made your mommy cry.
Yeah, well, that just that right there brings tears to anybody's eye.
I'm telling
you, listen
brother.
To that song. I mean, that is amazing.
Amen. You. You're a talented
amazing.
Young man, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Yes, buddy.
And God has given you a talent, and
we all want to thank you for sharing it with us.
Amen. You know, He gave you that talent so you could seek and save the lost, brother. And I can see it in you. You're all about it.
You can hear it in his voice.
Oh, man. I'm telling you. Phillips Heat and Hardware.
Phillips Heat and Hardware. Right now would be a good time to go visit, Phillip.
Captain Echo. In his red cape.
Can you write us a song about Captain Echo?
Yeah. We need a jingle.
We do about Captain Echo.
Captain Echo. He wears a red cape and red tights.
Yeah.
No, orange tights.
Orange
tights. Echo's orange. Well, we're talking about a good friend. Oop, that might be him right there. We might be losing the sponsor. But anyway, they're at Route 1680, Kentucky Route 40 in Staffordsville. Everybody knows where that
Everybody
is.
Everybody knows where he's located.
297-3456. They got it going on out there. The best place in town. Listen to this. This is some of the reviews he got. The best place in town, if you need anything, they've got it.
Absolutely.
Wonderful service, always willing to go beyond the call of duty to help their customers.
They do.
And
Base.
They know their stuff.
Base.
Yeah. Well, Jim.
And if you go out there about lunchtime, there's usually a good mess of soup, beans, or cornbread or something on the...
You wouldn't have to say that. That's our secret.
I know, but I'm wanting to say it that way. She may go ahead and have it prepared for us.
It's that time of year. Phillips carries good heat masters.
He does.
Out there, you can heat your home and save 3/4 on your power bill, or heat your
Absolutely.
Hot water heater. And if you got family living nearby, you can
heat them.
Heat them too. And they got all the information out there. Go talk to Philip about them. There's this one man that was paying $300-some power bill, went down to $40-some.
Now that's cheap.
You can't beat it. And they got all your canning supplies. If you got all your gardening yet, Jim?
Got it in.
And so I bet you've been a canning and putting preserving
what we can away.
There you go. And they got all those supplies down there. They carry Captain Echo carries the good Echo chainsaws.
Mm-hmm. And you know, right now it's time a lot of people's trying to get wood cut.
Get your wood cut
and put up. You can also rent a log splitter.
Yeah, and a generator.
Absolutely.
Several things you can rent down there at Phillips. So you need to go in and talk to them about that. And the new Echo equipment is real lightweight, and Phillip showed me it starts on a half a pull down
Absolutely.
There, and real lightweight with high torque. So even trees could run that train.
That's true. I may have to jump and get one.
Yeah. Go see our good friends at Phillips. They've also, Jim, they've got layaway down there. It's Christmas
That's true.
Time. Does your dad fish?
Oh, yeah. My brother fishing more than my dad.
Well, you know what you can do? They got those big fancy fishing rods down there.
They sure do.
You can go down to Phillips today and lay that thing away
for Christmas
and pay on the Never Never, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they got layaway. And you get you a big fishing pole for your brother or your dad, whoever.
Yes.
I mean,
you know, we're willing to accept it also, baby.
You can pay all your bills down there at Phillips Heat Hardware, too.
Now, does your mom fish?
No.
I think she deer
does.
Hunts. She's
she
a
does.
Deer hunter, Dave.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's awesome.
I've seen pictures on Facebook, and she's a pretty good deer hunter.
There you go.
Is she a better hunter than Archie?
Yeah. I hate to say that, yeah.
But anyway, they got all your... I'm going to talk.
Let's move on. Yeah, we're about to get in trouble anyway.
Yeah.
But they've got a bunch of Christmas presents down there. They got their own credit card down there, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just ready to go. Anything you need to winterize your house, like heat tape, and they know what
yes.
they're talking about. Go see our good friends at Phillips Heat and Hardware, located on the Paintsville Lake Road, right across the street from Conley Tar.
Tar.
Tell us about Conley Tar.
Buddy Conley Tar is just, he's a made a name for herself around here for years. Selling tars, doing mechanic work.
Yeah.
You stop in out there and you just walk in and tell them what you need, and if they don't have it, they can get it.
They can get it. And if it's a tire, they can get it to you.
If it's a tire, they can get it, and they just one price, and that covers it all.
Well, that's a nice thing. When Chris quotes your price, that's out the door.
Yeah, you're not, you know, hit
no
know,
hidden
higher price. Price when you go pay for it.
They got the latest state of the art. Right in alignment down there, home of the $25 synthetic oil change. Check that battery, Wintertime's coming. They got good interstate batteries.
They sure do, Dave.
Got a wonderful waiting room out there, too, at Phillips Heating Hardware.
At the Conley Tar.
You're wondering.
Conley Tar.
Man, anyway.
He's getting old timers.
At Conley Tar.
Conley Tar.
Let me warn you. You pretty good checker player?
Yeah.
You better stay away from Wallace.
Wallace is an ace. He's never been beat.
Yeah. He needs to go play Captain Echo.
That's, yes.
That's what he needs to do.
Echo's won one game and won't play no more. And Wake saves the chip.
Go see our good friends at Conley Tire. 789 or 297?
2424.
I butchered that commercial, didn't I? Go see Chris and Wallace. Really fine men. They really
absolutely
are.
Absolutely. Great guys.
Let's play another cutoff this way. What do you like, brother?
Number nine.
Number nine. Let's hear it. Lay my
Isaac down.
Isaac down.
That's a good song.
Good song.
What's that good?
Abraham, pray for the day God would give you a son. Blessed Isaac was his name, the greatest gift he'd ever known. Then came just a trust Him in His presence daily.
Raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our descendant protection plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Home, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands, on Sundays here on WSIP. The Jones Preston Funeral Home, dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
Waylon, you said you're 15. This sponsor
has turned 15.
Just turned 15. Mm-hmm. This sponsor's been with us for over 30 years. Jones Preston Funeral Home. That's James Andrew up there, carrying on tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home. What a wonderful man he is. He's genuine, and he's got a wonderful facility up there, Jim, to meet the needs of someone when someone's grieving. They got plenty of parking. They got a chapel on site. They can handle any type of funeral you want, from large to small, from relocation, military. They can help plan your funeral arrangements now so it won't be a burden on your children.
Absolutely.
And what you pay now is what it is.
If it goes up 10 years from now, you've already got
you're locked in. So go ahead and secure that with our good friends at Jones Preston. Never had a bad experience up there. Never.
Nope.
And went through there with many a funeral, and the secret to their success is their staff.
Absolutely.
They've got a wonderful staff up there.
You know, speaking of Jones and Preston, I was up there last night, one of my classmates that I graduated with, Keith Horn.
Right.
They had his viewing up there last night, and I'd just like to ask everybody out there to remember Keith Horn's family.
Sure will. Jones Preston, located on the Starfire Hill right here in Paintsville. All right, boys, I've been hearing you work on jingle over here for beefing it up.
Let's hear it there, Waylon, beefing it up.
If you want to have a good time, you beefing it up.
Yeah, I like that.
Now, look at that, Gary.
Yeah.
If you're tuning in, we've got you a jingle that you'll have to use. But one quick time, we want to remind everybody, beefing it up is coming up Saturday, October the 27th, from 12 to 4, and it'll be at the Gary and April Davis Farm down on 201 at the Johnson, Lawrence County line. And they've got a lot of stuff going on. It's a family event. So if you've got nothing going on, I would recommend
it's
you
a
be
big
there.
Date night, too, isn't it?
A big date night. They have some good meals there. So if you want to take your wife or your husband out, that's a good place to go.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you here today, brother.
It
I want
sure
you to
had.
Sing an a cappella song and get us out of here.
That's true.
And really look forward to hearing you next Sunday at church. And
we want to remind anybody that's tuning in, be there next Sunday, and you can hear this.
Yeah. And I'm sure you'll have your CDs with you, too.
Yes.
God bless you, brother. We love you.
Amen. We sure do.
Until we see you next time, Wayne's going to sing us a song. We want you to remember two things. Always smile. The sunshine's good for your teeth.
And always keep the Lord Jesus number one in your life.
We'll see you next week. See you, Jim.
See
you,
Dave.
Wake up, Mama, please wake up. Just one more time for me. And tell me that you love me before you fall asleep. Then a trembling voice speaks so low. Child, you know I love you so. Well, now let me go back. Mama, where are you going? Where have you been? I've been walking by the water with God. I've been strolling down by the tree of life. I've been to the holy fountain where the living waters flow. I've been walking by the water with God. Then she closed her eyes so peacefully, and a smile came to her face. Her suffering had ended. She had finished her race. Then someone said, we've lost her. And I said, oh no, we had not. She's just walking by the water with God. She's just walking by the water with God. She's now strolling down by the tree of life. She's been to the holy fountain where the living waters flow. She's just walking by the water with God. She's just walking by the water with God.
Thank you for tuning in to Bluegrass in the Highlands with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Always remember, the sunshine's good for your teeth, and always, first and foremost, put the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. See us again next Sunday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Bluegrass in the Highlands.